I'm with Troy Aikman. Troy, Sunday's game could set records for cold. Is it an advantage for the Packers?
Yeah, probably. You know, I think from the stand, let me just say, nobody likes playing in the cold. I don't even think the Packers like playing in the cold, but, you know, they're certainly acclimated to the conditions and living in it, you know, and experiencing it, getting in and out of the car, in and out of the facility or whatever it may be. So I think they're a little bit more prepared, certainly. And I don't think, from what I've seen, at least, of the Packers, I don't think the weather's going to be a factor in terms of how they play. I think they'll still throw the ball and do the things that they want to do offensively.
How about for the 49ers? They're coming out at 60-degree temperatures. I mean, this has to be a shock for them.
I think it will be. You can't really prepare yourself for it. I'm a little surprised that they didn't come in earlier and try to at least get a practice, you know, in these conditions. It's different. And, you know, I came in from Texas, and it was 35 degrees when I left there. But it still doesn't prepare you for this kind of cold.
Well, what's the coldest game you played in?
Well, I was just told 19 degrees. So that's a pretty balmy day compared to what we're going to get on Sunday.
Do you have a feel for which team wins?
There's matchups that you look at going into a game, and there's, you know, I guess, an outlook that you have and an expectation that – But at the end of the day, you know, I'm hopeful that it's a good game for us to broadcast, for the viewers to watch. It's like I said before we sat down. If this game goes anything like the last two Packers games we've had, then it will be a great show for everybody.
Give me a good matchup. You mentioned matchup. Give me one that you think will be telling in this game.
Well, I think that the one of the matchups that we always look at is, you know, the tackles and then the great pass rushers that you see. And I think, you know, David Bakhtiari and then, of course, Aldon Smith. And, you know, is Aaron Rodgers going to have time within the pocket? You know, when Clay Matthews is playing, that's always, you know, it's always a great matchup. In a lot of ways, you know, those outside matchups like that are like heavyweight fights as far as, you know, great blockers and great pass rushers and who's ultimately going to be able to win those. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the Packers. It's unfortunate for the viewing audience that they're not going to get a chance to see Clay Matthews and Joe Staley. That's turned into a pretty good matchup between those two.
How good is Aaron Rodgers? Is he an all-time type of quarterback?
One of the all-time greats, there's no question. He'll cash his ticket to Canton 5 years after he retires. I'm a huge fan of Aaron's, have been for a long time, and he represents the game amazingly well. He's a tremendous ambassador to the league, and the Packers and the community here are fortunate to have him.
You've broadcast a lot of Packers games. What are your thoughts on Packers fans, Lambeau Field, and the franchise in general?
I don't think there's a better game day experience than Lambeau Field, whether it's from my perspective as a broadcaster or the fans, you know, and visiting fans alike. You know, I've watched visiting fans in opposing teams' jerseys walk through the stadium and be greeted and welcome to Lambeau Field and the game. And you don't get that. You just don't get that at other places. And so this is a really, really special place. There's a lot of baseball stadiums that are pretty unique. You know, when you talk about Fenway and Wrigley and, you know, others, and you don't have that really in football, except here. And I think when they redid the stadium here and they've added the seats and they've renovated, they've done a remarkable job of still maintaining the integrity of what this stadium is and what it represents. So I love coming to Green Bay. The fans are awesome. We had great fans when I was playing for the Cowboys. And there's two other teams that we would play when I was in Dallas that it would drown out some of our own fans. And one was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And two is the Green Bay Packers. And it's very telling because it tells you that these fans they're very passionate about their team and they travel well. And that's great. It's great to have such a flagship franchise like the Green Bay Packers.
All of that is high praise. So why do you think Packers fans think you're overly critical of the team? Is it the draft thing? or because you play with the Cowboys, what's going on here?
You know, I don't know why they would think that. There's certainly nothing on my part. You know, I mean, as I said, I'm a huge fan of the Packers. I'm a huge fan of the organization. You know, they do it the right way. You know, Mike McCarthy, I think the world of, and so many solid players within this team that represent the league well. And they play great football, you know, so You know, I hear that, but I hear it from Cowboy fans. I hear it from, Bears fans. I hear it from Giants fans. And, you know, the great Pat Summerall once said that, hey, as long as, you know, half the people think you're rooting against them and half of them think you're rooting for them, then you're probably doing your job. But, I enjoy covering the Packers. They're always an exciting team to follow. And why any Packers fan would think that I have something against their team, I really couldn't pinpoint.
And finally, who's your pick to win the NFC?
Well, I think that even though Arizona was able to do it, it's just hard to imagine anyone going to Seattle and beating them. Arizona did it in the regular season. I think with what's at stake in the playoffs and their crowd, I've been there in a playoff atmosphere, been there for a championship game. It's hard to imagine anyone being able to beat them. It can be done, but as I sit here today and say, okay, well, then who do you like? Seattle's one of those places where they have a distinct home field advantage, and they're a good football team, and number one seed. I just would have to go with them.
Thanks, Troy.
You bet.